We are back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe here with you. Darren will rejoin us here shortly. We got a really special guest, and I have to say, Chase, I was excited when we learned he was coming to town, and he will be at Zany's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, five shows in three nights over at Zany's. And from time to time, we get a chance to catch up with somebody coming through, and this guy is a perfect fit for our show because he's a huge sports fan. Also, I got to ask you, Michael Rapaport, Chase, your favorite Michael Rapaport show or movie?
So there's been a lot of good ones to choose from. I remember guest starred on Friends, which was some funny episodes. But honestly, mine was a show that was on Fox back in the early 2000s called Boston Public. I used to watch that show.
That one, huh?
I love that show. And he played Danny on that show. So that'd probably be my answer.
Okay, I'm going True Romance and Beautiful Girls. Very 1 and 1A right there. But he's done so much, let's actually let him talk. Michael, thanks a lot for coming on with us. We really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, and looking forward to you coming to Nashville.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I'm looking forward to coming to Nashville. I've never been to the city. I can't wait to get down there and perform at Zany's next week. I'm looking forward to doing the shows. I'm looking forward to exploring the city. Eating the food, and I'm also looking forward to my number one draft pick in my fantasy football league, Derrick Henry, having his breakout game because the truck is my guy, and I need that high-powered offense to get nutty the way we all know it should this weekend and bring the Seahawks to their knees.
Well, as you can imagine, Michael, we have been talking about that quite a bit this week after the problems last week, and I am also a Derrick Henry owner on my fantasy team. So yes, we're hoping that they get that right, but it's got to happen, right?
It has to happen. I'm not sure what happened, but it was week one. We move on. We don't look backwards. We have Julio. We have the truck. We have what's supposed to be a high-powered out offense, and I want to get down to Nashville in time for week three to be prepared for another win. And like I said, I've never been down there. I'm looking forward to all the food, all the culture. Hey, by the way, can you guys help me? Like, if there's one restaurant I need to hit up in Nashville during my shows down there next week at Zany's, can you let me know, or could the listeners let me know? Like, if there's one restaurant you must eat in while in Nashville, what would it be?
Well,
I know that's a hard pick.
Let's do this. Chase, you're a restaurant guy. Now, Chase's family is the founder of the Loveless Cafe, famous one. That may not be real close to where you are, Michael, but if you've got a little time to get down there, that's a classic for sure. If you're more towards downtown.
Yeah.
So,
man,
what would you say? The Southern comes to mind
me. The Southern's a good one if you like steak, and it's kind of a mix of your Southern type food and then a steakhouse.
Yep.
They have oysters as well. If you like barbecue, Martin's Barbecue is a good one. That's downtown.
Okay.
So that's always a good one.
That's a real good one.
People ask that.
Good sports team there as well.
Yeah.
So you get the great barbecue, the great sports team there.
Yeah, people ask that when they come to town, and it's hard to give one answer. It's just there's so many places to choose from.
I told him Prince's.
Prince's is a good
spot. The hot chicken. Oh, yeah. So there you go. You got a couple days, too, to work with.
All right, good. I got to eat early because I know that food is going to be heavy, so I got to be ready to go for my shows down there. But I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to it. And I appreciate you guys having me here.
Well, Michael, as we talked about, you've got a lot of talent. You've been in a lot of TV projects, a lot of movie projects. So stand-up comic, where is that background for you? Where did that start? Did you start as a stand-up? And what do you like to do for your shows?
Yep, I started as a stand-up, and then I fell in love with acting, had a lot of success at acting, and will always be my first love. But in the last two or three years, I got back on stage. I've been touring and really working on my shows, and they've been fantastic. I'm actually in Miami right now. I got a bunch of shows down here, and the shows are fun. They're personal. They're disruptive. I talk about everything. I talk about myself. I talk about, sports a little bit. I talk about politics. I talk about, growing up, divorce, marriage, kids, everything in between. You know, I get into it all. The shows are loud and they're very funny.
That's the combination you're looking for. That is for sure. So I know you're a big sports fan, Michael, a New Yorker. I know you're Knicks, but we were talking about the Giants game. It was such a great game last night. Were you a Giants fan growing up, or more Jets, or how did you roll?
Giants fan, and I had the honor and privilege of watching the single greatest football player play before me in the 80s and the 90s. And I know this is a sophisticated sports town down there, but I don't need to explain. Lawrence Taylor, the greatest football player of all time. The man won MVP of the NFL while on crack cocaine. I don't think anybody will ever be able to duplicate that. The Bill Parcells, Phil Sims, Giants were my, you know, my glory days. Of course, we love beating the snot out of the Patriots twice, not once, but twice, two times in the Super Bowl. I'm actually happy that I'm able to appreciate the greatness of Tom Brady since he left the Patriots and the Bill Belichick iron fist down there.
So a tough loss last night for the Giants. And by the way, I'm right with you. I grew up in
tough
New York.
Loved
watching the Bill Parcells, Phil Sims, Giants. Special teams in LT, what can you say? But yeah, last night, what a freaky way to lose a game. Tough. I can't imagine what it's like in New York today on the sports talk show scene.
I don't know. There were so many dropped passes by the receivers. And then I saw Galladay. Have they been talking about why Galladay was screaming at Daniel Jones? Because I love Galladay, but you got to catch the ball, you know. And Daniel Jones, you know, has been looking to get on track. I thought that might have been one of his best games as a Giant. And, you know, it was close. I didn't cover the spread. It was a loss in real life. It was a loss, you know, with the betting line, and the whole thing was a mess.
We're talking to Michael Rapaport. He's going to be...
That quarterback is good, man. That Washington quarterback. Yeah. What's his name again?
Heinicke.
He's a tough kid, man. I like the way he plays. I mean, that throw was like a, you know, all pro throw he made.
Well, and I like how he bounced back. He throws the pick, and then you know they get the ball back, and he bounces back. It doesn't seem to rattle him too bad, but
yeah, he's tough. I like him.
Absolutely, Michael Rapaport is here with us. He's going to be at Zanies next week. We'll give you more information on that here in just a few minutes. Now, sticking with the sports theme, when the ESPN 30 for 30, I guess it was back in 2014, you directed the one about the Knicks, correct?
Yep. It was a great time doing that, about the championship Knicks teams from 70-73. Unfortunately, we're still living in the past as Knicks fans. But it was a privilege to do that. You know, obviously all the 30 for 30s, everybody loves them. So, you know, we won an Emmy for that batch of 30 for 30. So it was a pleasure doing it. You know, I was enjoying the Mets one that came out this week. And, you know, everybody loves those 30 for 30s. I mean, the sports documentaries and the 30 for 30s and The Last Dance, I mean, that saved us during the pandemic. That was a great, great, you know, thing on Jordan. And, you know, I'm excited about a basketball season coming up. Who do you guys root for down in Nashville for your basketball?
It's like, a good question.
Who's the main NBA team?
Traditionally, we don't really have one, but Memphis is down the road, so there's a little bit of adopting them, but that's still like a three-hour drive. So we're not close to any NBA team. So it's kind of a floating thing.
Right. Well, you know, Memphis, hopefully they'll get it together. They got, you know, Ja. And those guys, hopefully they'll get it together because they got a young core there.
I'm a huge wrestling fan, Michael, and I've enjoyed. I know you've done some narration for WWE, the WWE Network, and some of their series. I think Kevin Owens, AJ Styles.
Yep.
You lend your voice to a lot of different things as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's always fun. Listen, I love sports. I've always loved sports. You know, I've kind of grown out of, you know, my wrestling passion, but I went through a phase where my kids had me at the WWE events and watching SmackDown and all this craziness every single day of the week, you know, and body slamming them and, you know, going to meet the wrestlers and all that stuff. So that's how I got involved with the WWE. And, you know, like, I'm just a huge sports fan in general. You know, I love it all. I love, you know, the real sports. I love the fantasy sports. I actually love the Real Housewives also, and but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, sports is, you know, I grew up, you know, with hoop dreams. I wanted to be a professional basketball player, and obviously I came up way short, but it's definitely, you know, still a big part of my life. And Sundays are the day to lock and load, and like I said, I'm just waiting for these the Titans to click, and I need that offense to be, you know, humming this weekend.
Yeah, I love it. We'll see. I think they got a good chance to turn it around Sunday against Seattle. As a stand-up comedian, obviously sad news coming out this week with the passing of Norm MacDonald. I don't know if how much you guys cross paths, but a very, very funny individual, and really sad to see him lose his battle to cancer.
Really sad. One of a kind. I knew Norm actually when I first started doing comedy in the 90s. He was always so nice to me, always so encouraging to me, had a totally unique sense of humor, one of a kind, quirky voice, and, you know, very sad, big loss. And I'll always have fond memories of meeting him when I was, you know, I was just starting out, and he was just starting out in Los Angeles, to be honest with you. This is 90, 91, 92, and this is before Saturday Night Live and all that stuff. And he was always really, really cool and always very supportive to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And just loved watching him on SNL. But you guest starred, I mentioned this at the top, you guest starred on Friends. You were on four episodes playing Gary. And what was that like to be able to go on that show? Because when you went on in the, I think it was 99, I mean, it was at its hype. I mean, it was the hottest thing on TV. So to walk on that set and work with that crew, what was that like?
Well, they were all very nice. They were all very friendly, pun intended. They were making probably like $500,000 a week. The schedule was very, very easy to work. So they had nothing to complain about. They were all very cool to me, very welcoming. They were used to having, you know, all sorts of guest stars. I really feel like Phoebe Buffay, Lisa Kudrow, made the wrong choice by not sticking with Gary the Cop. But she has to live with the consequences of that. That's her life, and that's the path she chose. So she has to deal with that.
All right, while we're on sort of the characters that you played subject, as I mentioned, I love the movie Beautiful Girls. And I married into a Red Sox family, Michael, so I had these discussions, God. Right? So I've been to many games at Fenway. So Beautiful Girls, of course, for people who haven't seen the movie, it's a New England setting, right? And you guys have the piano scene where you sing Sweet Caroline. Now, I looked it up.
Yeah.
When they started doing the Sweet Caroline like they do now every night at Fenway in the eighth inning, that didn't start until after the movie. So I was always curious if they got the idea from what you guys did in that movie.
Oh, wow. Wow, I didn't know that. You know, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I didn't know that. But, you know, I'm a New York Yankees fan, so I'm not going to, you know, BS you. I can't stand the Red Sox. I did not like having to sing that song over and over and over and over and over. You know, I love the rivalry between Boston and New York sports. It's one of the best in the world. And as I did say, and I always like to remind the New England Patriots fans, the New York Giants and Eli Manning, we broke them down to their knees, broke their hearts twice, two times. Eli Manning beat the greatest quarterback of all time on the biggest stage, not once, but twice. And if the Giants never win another Super Bowl while I'm alive, and I hope I'll live at least 50 more years, I'll always have that great, great, great memory. I don't think it'll get any better than breaking their winning streak in the Super Bowl.
No question about it. So, Michael, obviously you love your sports. We're looking forward to the Zany shows Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Did I get that right? 23rd, 24th, and 5th?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week.
23rd, 24th, and 25th. Five shows in three nights at Zany's. So we're looking forward to this. And what you're saying is if Derrick Henry runs for about 150, you're going to be in an even better mood for these shows than you already will be.
If Derrick Henry runs for over 100, can I call back like Monday or Tuesday just to celebrate with the locals? Please?
No question.
Absolutely.
No question. We would love to have you on. We will have a big party.
Okay.
And we'll preview the shows again. Michael,
good,
thanks a lot for your time.
Wait.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
I appreciate you guys. I can't wait for Derrick Henry to truck somebody in the first quarter and get this offense going. I love that dude.
It's going to be fun. Michael, enjoy your time in Nashville when you get here. We're looking forward to it.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, great stuff. Michael Rappaport, talented actor, comedian. He's going to be performing at Zadie's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th next week.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Five shows.
You know, we should have asked him. I wonder if he's going to go to the game. I mean, he'll still be here. He could go to the game on Sunday against the Colts.
Pretty big game.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, if he likes it here enough, he likes the restaurant tips we gave him.
Yeah. There's quite a few. I mean, he can just walk down, you know, downtown. Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
And find something.
I think we had good choices there. Yeah. Martin's Barbecue is a good call. And the Southern for something a little more upscale.
Yep.
We gave him a couple options. I think you got to make the trek at Loveless, too. That's not a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there. All right. When we come back, hopefully we'll get Darren to rejoin us here. We'll talk, obviously, more Titans and Seahawks today with the matchups. We've got Joe Dubin coming up at 11 o'clock to hit the high school scene. We'll set the table for college this weekend as well, with Stanford coming to town to take on Vanderbilt, Alabama headed to Gainesville and the Swamp. Plenty to discuss on the show. You just made the list at 12, pick six at 1. Stay tuned. We're just getting cranking here on Darren, Donick, and Chase.